Jimmy Cooper, who is turning 80 in November, still works as a nurse in the intensive care unit at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. He briefly retired when he was 69, but got bored and came back to nursing after 4 months. Jimmy really enjoys his job and doesn't plan on quitting anytime soon. Jimmy's nursing career started when he met a matron and her deputy at a hospital near Brighton in the 1970s. He was interested in what they were talking about, so he left his contact information and later signed up for a training course. But during his training, he had some restrictions, like not being allowed to learn about female patients or work on a female ward. It took 2 years before he saw his first female patient. Throughout his career, Jimmy has taken care of many different patients, including politicians from the Conservative Party who were hurt in a bombing in 1984. He was the manager of the unit at the time and got a call about the bombing, but he thought it was a joke at first. Once he realized it was serious, he took care of the injured politicians. Jimmy has been working in the intensive care unit at the Royal Victoria Hospital for almost 20 years. His co-workers think he's great and say he's a fantastic teacher. They like having tea breaks with him and call him Granda, affectionately. Dr. Brian McCloskey, a consultant on the ward, thinks Jimmy is caring and kind, and he knows a lot because he has so much experience. Even though Jimmy has been working in healthcare for 50 years, he doesn't want to retire. He wants to keep working for at least 3 more years. He thinks that keeping up with younger co-workers helps him stay fit and young. Jimmy's dedication to nursing is really inspiring and shows that you can have a fulfilling career in healthcare no matter how old you are.